The struggle for racial justice was part of what Muhammad Ali symbolized, but it was the inescapable journey of the 1960s in the United States. 50 years ago this week, Senator Robert Kennedy was in South Africa at the peak of apartheid. In 1966, the architect of apartheid, Dr. H.F. Verwoerd, was prime minister. Nelson Mandela remained in prison on Robben Island. While social turmoil rocked the United States, South Africa lived under the tight control of the National Party and the military. Senator Kennedy was invited to speak by the South African Union of Students, an odd invitation, unlikely to be permitted, but when Senator Kennedy accepted, it was a shock.
A visa was granted to Senator Kennedy, somewhat to our surprise, I think, and he was permitted to bring Mrs. Kennedy and two advisors, Tom Johnson and Adam Walensky, and that was all. No American media were given any visas to accompany him. The South African government provided no security, and it was a really remarkable, remarkable journey.
As a young student activist, Margaret Marshall was there to hear Robert Kennedy's speech. Anthony Lewis, at that time, London bureau chief for the New York Times, remembers how he was barred from witnessing the speech, but he could see the wheels turning in Senator Kennedy's mind as he made his way to Cape Town.
He stopped off in London on his way to South Africa and asked me to get together some people who knew about South Africa. And it was a very good group. And he started out by saying, "I don't want you to tell me things to do that would make me look good, but would endanger anybody or give the government an excuse to crack down on people. I want some suggestions that would be constructive and helpful."
"I come here this evening because of my deep interest and affection for a land settled by the Dutch in the mid-17th century, then taken over by the British and at last independent. A land in which the native inhabitants were at first subdued, but relations with whom remain a problem to this day. A land which defined itself on a hostile frontier. A land which was once the importer of slaves and now must struggle to wipe out the last traces of that form of bondage. I refer, of course, to the United States of America."
Kennedy's humor had a sharp edge in the closed political climate of apartheid. The margin of error, though, was narrow. The words he chose could have brought death or imprisonment to his listeners, who might have acted upon them in the wrong way.
"I thought he would leave a lot of ruined lives behind, that he really wouldn't fundamentally do any good in South Africa."
But skeptic and advisor to Robert Kennedy, Averell Harriman, the wizard of diplomacy during the Cold War, could not have played the notes that Kennedy played when he looked into the eyes of students in Cape Town on June 6th, 50 years ago, and said something none of them would ever forget.
"Each time a man stands up for an ideal or acts to improve the lot of others or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope, and crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance."
The walls that were falling in the United States in 1966, the walls that were standing strong in South Africa in 1966. Through Kennedy's voice, the people in Cape Town felt a tremor that would eventually become an earthquake of liberty.
It made such an impact on me. I know it made an impact on others. And I have essentially carried that message for the remainder of my life, which we each just do one small thing when we are faced with evil or oppression or discrimination or inequality. You don't have to assume that you will be able to change the entire world. It was remarkable. It was breathtaking.
Young Margaret Marshall continued her activism, came to the United States, and eventually rose to become the Chief Justice of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. Averell Harriman had to admit that Kennedy understood something about the power of words that until that Cape Town speech, Harriman himself did not understand.
"The things he said were just right. He had the ability to sense the sharp political emotions that people had. How he got that, I don't know. He listened to everybody's advice."
"We must recognize the full human equality of all of our people before God, before the law, and in the councils of government. We must do this not because it is economically advantageous, although it is, not because the laws of God command it, although they do, not because people in other lands wish it so. We must do it for the single and fundamental reason that it is the right thing to do.
The speech Senator Kennedy gave at the University of Cape Town on June 6, 1966 is still considered to be his finest, and the Ripple of Hope passage remains one of the most quoted paragraphs in U.S. history. The audio archive for this story comes from the JFK Presidential Library, the Miller Center, and the Edward M. Kennedy Institute. It was provided to The Takeaway by producer Steve Atlas.